My name is Randall Doyle. I serve as CEO for Alcorn Clean Fuel in Claremont, Minnesota. We're a 50 million gallon per year plant, expanding and modernizing our plant to produce over 120 million gallons per year. We're making a huge investment in the future of this industry. I serve as chairman for RPMG, one of the largest ethanol marketing companies in the U.S., as chairman for Guardian Energy LLC, another ethanol production company. I also serve on the Minnesota AgriGrowth Council, Guardian Energy Management, Minnesota Biofuels Association, and I'm the past chair of the Renewable Fuels Association. I count myself very blessed to be part of such a dynamic, inventive, creative industry filled with people who constantly challenge themselves and find new ways to produce renewable fuels in ever more efficient manners. Conventional corn ethanol is already reducing greenhouse gas emissions by over 40%. The USDA study doesn't take into account the continuing adoption of new methods, new technologies, and new ideas by ethanol producers and corn growers. Our industry and our corn growers are far from static. We change, adopt, adapt, and improve on an almost daily basis. We consider it our obligation as stewards of the resources entrusted to us, and with God's help, that's exactly what we do. And now we're on the right path to commercializing cellulosic ethanol. The narrow focus on this RVO does not take these new developments into account. Please reconsider and remedy that thinking. The adoption of this new cellulosic technology will happen just as rapidly as our industry embraced corn oil recovery, which makes it the second largest source for biodiesel in the U.S. That's where EPA's renewable volume requirement comes in. By overly restricting the requirement for cellulosic ethanol, you're sending a signal that you don't want us to succeed in this area. You're sending this development to other countries instead of growing more clean, renewable fuel production here in the U.S. We know that EPA is facing a mandatory reset on the volumes of cellulosic ethanol. But when you determine those resets, please remember to provide for growth. And don't forget the continued growth of advanced biofuels either. I would challenge EPA to avoid using the RVO as a way to address trade issues. EPA should redo its greenhouse gas analysis on corn ethanol versus cane ethanol. You'll find that corn is much better at reducing GHG than prior assumptions provided, and that cane ethanol is not the environmentally benign product that was assumed. I do want to thank the EPA for maintaining the 15 billion gallon number for conventional ethanol. It's taken some time for EPA to get there, and we're hoping you see the clear reasons why we should maintain those standards. Don't allow all the negative noise to cloud your thinking like exhaust from autos used to cloud our skies and polluted our air. We've made great strides towards energy security, renewable and cleaner fuels, cleaner air, and reduced carbon emissions. Don't allow us to backslide into increased emissions and pollution. This is an issue of stewardship, of doing the best we can with the resources we're given and working together to improve our world.